Tweet at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, we're going to be talking about STIs for the next few minutes. So if you need to avert small ears, do that now. Great. Okay, we're into our 13th month of living under varying levels of COVID restrictions, and we were curious to find out about the sexual health of the nation. Has the lockdown had any impact on the spread of STIs in 2020? So I'm joined now by Dr. Aisling Loy. Aisling is a consultant genitourinary medicine in the Guide Clinic at St. James's Hospital, and she works privately in Himmeris Health. How are you doing, Aisling?
Hi, Ray. Good, thanks.
Good to talk to you again.
Yes.
Now, I would think that what we've been through over the last year would have limited the amount of sexual encounters and thus limited the amount of spread of STIs. Am I right?
It's hard to say at this early stage where what's going to come out in the wash at the end of today, but I think you're probably wrong. I think that goes against human nature. And I think when we look at the figures for 2020, we can see there's about a 25% decrease in STIs reported to the HPSC. But you have to remember that's with a bigger decrease in STI testing and services. So there is a mismatch already. So there's already more STIs, you know, than you would have expected, because it's only 25% down, despite there being a huge decrease in access to care and access to services.
Okay.
So the people that are getting through to services tend to be testing positive.
Okay. So just tell us, for example, about the Guide Clinic at St. James's Hospital. The staff there had to be redirected to deal with COVID. Yeah.
So like the work that we do generally, if you think about it, is dealing with infections, doing swabbing, vaccinations, looking after things that, you know, that are quite similar to COVID. So whenever you're looking to take away nurses from a service, the first service that you look to often would be an STI service, because you could say, well, we don't really need that because lockdown's happening and STI shouldn't be happening. So a lot of our staff were redirected to the COVID wards, which was the right thing to do because they had to be taken from somewhere. But unfortunately, it did mean there was a huge curtailment in the number of patients. We could see that a lot of the staff were gone, and there was a skeletal staff left behind.
But the number of people presenting to the private clinic, Himmeris Health, hasn't changed much.
That hasn't changed much because, I mean, I guess a lot of GPs weren't seeing patients. So a lot of patients that would have went privately to GPs before, they weren't actually seeing patients. So we could see people privately, which, you know, does lead to a very much two-tier system. And, you know, we were seeing in St. James's people who were referred through their GP for symptoms, you know, that were symptomatic. So we were seeing people who really needed to be seen. But there's a huge swathe of people out there who can't access care because they can't afford to go private.
And were people, do you think, more reluctant to come forward for testing because they were probably breaking the rules by being
absolutely
with people who weren't in their household?
Hugely. Like at the start, we were getting all sorts of stories about how people have suddenly found love with their flatmate or their next door neighbour. There was huge amounts of reporting of suddenly noticing this hot guy across the corridor in the apartment block, which, you know, after a while you just sort of go, okay. Yeah. But, you know, gradually people, I think, realise, look, we're not there to be in any way judgmental. We just want people to be able to access the care and to come and see us if needed, because the worst thing is letting infections, you know, fester and get worse.
Of course, if this lockdown and pandemic had happened 20 years ago, before the arrival of smartphones, it would have been a different situation completely.
Absolutely, yeah. It was not, you know, if you didn't have, you know, when you have all the nightclubs shut down, the pubs, the opportunities, you know, back in my day, your day, you probably, you know, needed a few drinks at the nightclub to meet up with someone. But nowadays, you know, everyone's got a black book essentially in their pocket with their phone that they can easily access someone. They don't need, you know, to be in Copperface Jacks at 2 a.m. to meet someone. You know,
and people are at home as well a lot. I'd imagine that's probably facilitating sex in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it is. You know, well, you know, at the lockdown at the start, I know there was a clinic, a very busy Clinic for Gay Men in London in Dean Street that did a survey sort of looking at people's behaviour sexually in the first lockdown last March. And what they found was that people were decreasing the amount of sexual partners they have, but they were being much more careful having sex. So they were doing things like washing their hands before having sex in a non-face-to-face way, you know, being careful to wash afterwards. So there was a lot more caution taking place. They were maybe having sex more outdoors, avoiding kissing. So there was a lot of those things. And then there was much more guilt and regret after sex because of the restrictions. And look, I think the large majority of people are adhering to the restrictions, but this definitely, because if you think about it, most STIs are asymptomatic. So people are not...
And are people self-diagnosing, Aisling?
People are self-diagnosing. There's a lot of people Googling symptoms. There's a lot of people online looking up symptoms and deciding that they have something. So they're buying antibiotics online. So there's a worry there about antibiotic resistance. So there's access online. Sorry, I'm hearing another program in my ear.
Oh, are you?
I can hear that, yes.
Gosh, okay.
Apologies.
Is it any good? Sorry, I don't know what's
going
on there.
There's another radio show.
Is there in your ear? Okay.
In my ear.
We've no idea what's going on there. So I tell you what, we won't try and continue this in case you say something that you know you shouldn't or whatever. So our apologies about that. The technology has let us down.
No, it's okay. It's quieting down now.
It's quieting down now. Well, I'll ask you one more.
It was some child talking to you, I think.
All right. I'll ask you one more question then before we let you go. And it's probably a little bit outside your remit, but because we're not allowed to mix with other households, it is a tough time if you're a single young person, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's it.
It's back. Okay, I'll let you go.
Yeah,
that's Dr. Aisling Loy there from the Guy Clinic at St. James's Hospital and working privately with Himeris Health. And we will speak to Aisling as we have done in the past when we get to the other side, and we'll have her in studio and we won't have another radio station blasting in her ear. Anish Tosh, now in the Fleeve Skelton and Oak till Amara de Wallish.